Let us pray. Lord, may the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight. Amen. Taped to the walls of my childhood bedroom are the words, "The way I see it, every life is a pile of good things and bad things. The good things don't always soften the bad things, but vice versa, the bad things don't always spoil the good things and make them unimportant." These are the words of my favorite science fiction television hero, the Doctor, from Doctor Who. On gloomy days, I find that one particular episode is comforting. The Doctor and his friend Amy find themselves at an exhibition dedicated entirely to the work of Vincent van Gogh. The Doctor and Amy spy something in one of the paintings that isn't supposed to be there, a monster. Amy and the Doctor rush back in time to defeat the monster in Van Gogh's painting and to also meet the famous man himself. While there, Amy hopes that her short friendship with Van Gogh might have prolonged the artist's infamously short life. When Amy and the Doctor find their way back to the exhibit, they find that the monster is gone from the painting, but that Vincent's life still ended like it did in the history books. Amy is overcome with grief to know that the brilliant artist's life never changed, and that she made no visible impact on the outcome of his life. But it's at that point that the Doctor steps in to speak the words that I have taped to my childhood bedroom wall. I like the way the Doctor describes life as being in piles. It's like the mind is a sorting room for the good and bad memories that ever happened in a person's life. Right now, it feels like the news is constantly telling us what is in our pile of bad things. People of color are afraid to wear homemade masks for fear of being in connection with gangs. People are getting sick. Tired hospital staff are falling asleep in cars outside their work. Family and friends are being separated from social distancing. But amidst these bad piles, I see a lot more good piles. I see middle school students excited to spend time with their parents, pollution dropping in cities that may have not seen their skylines in years, communities banding together to help those in need of basic necessities. One thing that I see missing from this plan of piles, though, is the absence of a leader or a guide. Unlike the Doctor, I have the God on my side to lead me through the piles of life. One of the most comforting pieces of scripture that we heard today is of that of the Good Shepherd in the 23rd Psalm. In the 23rd Psalm, we are led through the lush valley and beside still waters. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we are prepared a feast in front of our enemies. The psalm has these moments of walking through all the piles that the Doctor describes. But God is with us as we walk through all the piles, both good and bad. This week, I was talking to Pastor Rob about how his week went, and he mentioned a particularly emotional point in his week. He was leading a call-in Bible study on Thursday morning when a member of the church mentioned that her spouse had contracted the coronavirus and that they weren't allowed to visit each other. It was further into the Bible study that the member had gotten word that their spouse was unresponsive and that they shared this with the group. If the news had come perhaps an hour or only a few minutes later, this person would have been alone in their home to hear this news alone. But it was in that moment that this person was able to share their grief and be supported by their community. It was in that moment that they did not need to face the valley of the shadow of death alone. Perhaps the most worrisome circumstance is that God does not always solve everything in the way we'd like to see things solved. If my lifetime of prayers had been answered, 5-year-old me would have had way too many Barbie dolls. No, God does not save us from the obstacles ahead, but instead he walks with us through it. Ahead of us are the, as the psalm describes it, thieves, wolves, and bandits. But we do not face them alone. The words of trust that we hear in the psalm do not magically erase the pain of the psalmist. Perhaps letting go of the notion that we will be saved from the valley of the shadow of death will prepare us to face it, not alone, but with God and with the love of God that works through us for the sake of our neighbor. We will get through the times when things are scary, lonely, and downright depressing, but we do not need to do it alone. After you go through the valley, things aren't the same. The person who was beside still waters and being led through green pastures is not the same as the person who feasts and is anointed with oil in front of their enemies. There's a change, not only in the psalmist, but also in their relationship with God as they journey throughout the path laid in the psalm. In the beginning, we see the psalmist talking about God in the third person. He leads me beside still waters, and he makes me lie down in green pastures. As the psalmist moves into the valley of the shadow of death, the tone begins to change, and the psalmist pulls closer to God in their struggles, as God also pulls closer to them. The psalmist speaks about God in the second person. I fear not evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These are the words of a growing relationship with God. Relationships need trust as a foundation, and here is growth on both sides of this relationship. Pulling closer the psalmist to God, and God pulling closer to the psalmist. How is your relationship with God changing through all of this? As we move through the piles of good and bad, we are not simply being led, but we're being transformed. Transformation comes at a cost. I wonder if for many of us, what we must give up. Perhaps what we must give up, if not even put to death, is the notion that we can somehow avoid the valley of the shadow of death. The good news is not that we get to simply avoid the bad piles, but we must walk through the valley of death, just not alone. God is with us every step of the way. God is with us in the green fields. God is with us in the valley of the shadow of death. And God is with us at the feast of transformation. God is the good shepherd by our side each and every day, even when we might not be aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit. God will be with us through thieves, bandits, and wolves. At this time, even some of the most basic tasks can seem difficult. Going to the grocery store requires masks and social distancing. A simple trip to the ER or to the doctor is carefully decided upon to see if the costs outweigh the benefits. And loved ones sit in hospitals alone amidst coronavirus measures. Everyone's valley is different, but each day we die to our old thoughts of what life should be, so that we might be reborn again in Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, we too find our resurrection daily as we journey through our own valleys. Not alone, but with our community and the love of God. Amen.